Okay, Mishnah Hey. The Mishnah says, "Mechapen as a katzios bekash." We can cover over the katzios. Katzios are figs that are being spread out in the field in order to dry. So you're allowed to cover over those figs that are drying with straw. Now, why would you want to cover over the figs with straw? So you use straw in order to cover it in order to prevent the rain from falling on it and ruining the figs. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Ma'aben. Rabbi Yehuda says you can even be Ma'aben. Now, Ma'aben is from a Lashon Av. Av means thick, so you can even thicken them. So what does that mean, you can thicken them? So there are a couple of explanations. The simple explanation is that he holds that you can stack them. And you would stack them in order so that if you stack these figs, even if water gets to the upper layer of figs, water will not affect the lower layer of figs. Now, the other explanation is just that you're allowed to gather them all together into a great big pile, which then you will cover over with straw. Okay, so the Tanakhama says you can cover over the katzios with kash. Rabbi Yehuda says you can even stack them. Mochri peros kesus fekelim. So the people who sell fruit, or the people who sell clothing or other utensils, mochrim betzina letzarcha moed. They can sell privately letzarcha moed. They can sell. Now that means that they have to sell, if they are going to sell in yomtiv for the purpose to supply other people with these items for yomtiv. So they have to sell it in a more private manner. The Gemara goes through exactly how they would do it to sell things in a less public way. Hatzayadin, those who trap, the trappers of fish or birds, vadashoshos, or the people who thresh. They thresh wheat that are used for some sort of a cereal. The hagrosos are the people who grind up beans, also for some sort of a dish. Osin betzina letzarach moed. They can do these things in private if it's for the purposes of the moed. In other words, these people are the people who supply either the tzayadin supply fish and birds for the community, and the shoshos are the people who are threshing for the community, for the masses. And so it looks like these people are doing a lot of work in great quantity. And so if they're doing stuff in great quantity, it looks like they're doing something for more than just the yomtiv. But the fact of the matter is that they're really trying to meet the demand of the people. So they can do that as long as they do it in a private way. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Hemech miru alatzman. They were machmer on themselves. In other words, these craftsmen or the people, these professionals, they are machmer themselves not even to do these things on Chol HaMoed, even in private. Okay, so just to speak out the Mishnah tells us at first that according to the Tanakhama, you're allowed to cover over drying figs with straw in order so that the rain doesn't come down and ruin them. Rabbi Yehuda says you can even stack them or pile them up and then cover them over maybe. And the second halacha of the Mishnah is that when you have these people who sell fruit or garments or kalim that'll be necessary for yomtiv, so then they're allowed to sell in a less public way. And similarly, if you have people who are who trap animals or the threshers of either wheat or beans, so they can do that also when it's letzarach hamod, when it's necessary for yomtiv, as long as they do it in private. And Rabbi Yossi follows up and he says, in fact, those people are even more machmer; they don't operate at all.